Sportsline continues on a Friday night here on WBAL and WBAL.com. With us now, the manager for the Baltimore Orioles, Buck Showalter. Buck, how are you?
Good, Brett. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How's the weather in Sarasota?
Oh, the heck with the weather in Sarasota. How about the Ravens?
Amazing, Buck.
How good is that?
It was about as sweet as it gets.
That's pretty exciting, watching the game. You know, me, I turn it on when the ball goes in the air. I want to know what time the kickoff is. Nothing pregame. I watch it without the volume on, especially halftime. Okay. So, I wouldn't say nervous. I think anxiety for John and Coach Harbaugh and everybody. And what a great moment for the city and the organization. And that was pretty cool. Okay.
Pretty amazing stuff. And what about that run? Find your way after a tough losing streak. I guess the equivalent would be in December, you know, really going a big rut in September, but doing well enough for the first three quarters of the year to still win the division and then get in and make every play and game count.
Well, you know, Brett, you hear me talk a lot about, you know, grind like heck for a long time to get a chance to roll the dice, and I'm not going to profess to know anything about what they go through football-wise, but, you know, to get all your people healthy at the right time, it's playoff time, to, you know, all that hard work you did to get in the playoffs. You get in the playoffs, now anything can happen, especially when you get a lot of people healthy. That's a big part of your team. And, you know, there's a great karma around them. You know, they were expecting something good to happen instead of waiting for something bad to happen. You could tell that.
Buck Showalter with us here on WBAL. I have to ask, Buck, how was your daughter's wedding? How'd you hold up?
It was great. I wouldn't say much about holding up, but, you know, I'm okay with that. It's my only little girl, and there's some tough moments there, but let's put it this way. That'll be the toughest walk I'll make this year, with walking her down the aisle. Mm. But, you know, it was good. She's happy, and she married a good young man that, I think a lot of.
Well, I remember a couple of months ago, your wife was on the show, and she said she expected you to bolt to Sarasota sometime after that wedding weekend because you'd start just having baseball on the brain. Was she right?
I guess. I'm here now, whatever that means. We left a day or two later, you know, had to close up shop, ship a few things. But, I'm here and excited. It was fun to get here today and yesterday and the day before. So it's that time, Brett. It's time.
What is it like when the juices start flowing for you? I've heard you say before that you think in February, March for spring training and October, those are the most pure forms of baseball one can observe and get. What is it about spring baseball, the competition, what is it, the renewal of the whole thing that just is perfect?
I think everybody's got a pure heart. I mean, everybody's coming in best case scenario, thinking with a half full. Our guys, it's almost been like a continuation. Most times spring training, people are wanting a couple more weeks away because they know the grind ahead of them. But, you know, our guys are, or you could tell at the Fan Fest, they were ready to get on with it and continue what was going on. And we've got 23, 24 guys here working out already. And, you know, it's a hungry bunch. Mm. I'm not saying there's not that going on somewhere else. But, there's very few places left to really let a team be a team and be themselves. Let's face it, Brett, you know this better than I do. The locker room's turned into an interview room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, that's why I'm so protective of mode of travel, of spring training, of anything that allows guys to drop their guard and be themselves and build, you know, a relationship as a team. And those places are very precious to me. And that happens in February and March down here in spring training. And, you know, I don't apologize for you know, being very protective of that environment, because that's what we were able to gather last year during this time, and we plan to do it again.
How much do you map out day-to-day from now until you play the Tampa Bay Rays on opening day? Is it every hour is accounted for already?
You know what? There's some flexibility there, obviously. You have to. We're dealing with human beings. It's not some dictatorial boot camp. Everything has to go to the second. I mean, heck, I had a coach in college that used to put on the schedule what time you were allowed to go to the bathroom. We ain't doing that, okay? These are grown men that I have a lot of trust in. But, yeah, sure, we've got it mapped out until the first pitch is thrown in Tampa. You know, John Russell and I do, you know, we've got the whole spring training mapped out. What time workouts start, what time we're going to work on this and that. But we leave wiggle room. And here's something we want to go back and cover again. You know, we've got five basic goals that we want to accomplish this spring. We want to get done. We break camp here. We want those things to be tightened down and buttoned down and ready to compete. And we will get it done. And, We just have to make adjustments. We might get rain for a couple of days. You know, what are you going to do? We got a schedule for Saturday week, and we come in here and it's raining all day. What are you going to do? Sit there and look at each other? No, you want to be prepared. Okay, we're going to do this in the cage. We're going to do this on the turf field. We're going to do this in the film room. We're going to do this in the, and we're going to get something out of the day. And we'll go right to plan B. You got to be ready to do that. Present. If you want the players to be organized and what's expected of them, then you better present that same front to them.
One last quick thing, Buck. We did have Mark Schlereth on from down in New Orleans, and that guy is pumped up that his son is right now an Oriole, and he's excited, I guess, for the overall opportunity that Daniel will have. He said he had a conversation with you and Rick Adair already about the prospects for his son.
Well, you know, I'm not going to apologize for, you know, these are all somebody's sons, and I take it very seriously, being able to impact their lives, and I don't want to treat them like I want my son treated. So it isn't just calling Daniel Solaris dad. It's calling all of them, whether it's mom or dad or whatever. There's a lot more to these guys. You know, instead of a jersey number, they, you know, you need to know the rest of it. I spent a lot of time looking at bios and getting to know more than just the player statistics, because that's where you make your really good evaluations. And, you know, I just want to know from a dad's perspective what we need to be on top of. And, you know, we make those calls on most all our guys in some form or fashion. You know, you spend 10 minutes with Matt Wieter's parents, so you got an idea why he's as good as he is.
Buck Showalter, the Orioles skipper, already down at spring training. He'll run his third full spring training for the Orioles in Sarasota, Florida. Buck, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and I'll see you down there.
All right, Brett. Thanks for having me. Y'all take care.
That's Buck Showalter. We're back with more next on WBAL.